This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi and continuing coverage of the case against Karen Reed.
I think it's foreign to people because I think a lot of people don't realize that experts get paid. And I'm thinking that that was kind of what Alessi was gleaning on, hoping that I'm really going to make this shocking for a jury who I hope doesn't know that expert witnesses get paid and make it like there's something wrong with it, which I thought was kind of crazy because it feels like it also opens up a pretty big door for their relationship with ARCA, which didn't seem to be too much on the up and up. Granted, they had a lower amount of money that they were paid, but still, it was a good chunk of change. And there was a lot of issues there. It was kind of like the pot calling the kettle black a little bit, I thought.
Right. I mean, ARCA got their big paycheck initially from the Department of Justice when they first did that report. So that piece was already paid. Then they got 24-ish thousand just to fly there for one day of testimony.
Yeah.
Remember, they said they came in and came out. So, you know, 12 grand a day, add that up. I actually did a tweet on that where I outlined what I thought they were getting paid, their airline tickets, all of that. And it came out to right at that figure, very close to that figure, because it made a lot of sense. And then I guarantee we'll see what happens on the stand. But I bet you they don't even talk about this last set of experiments and this report and everything that they was due May 6th, I believe, because they're going to say, oh, we don't know yet. But I will say, Welcher was telling the truth. When you work for a company, they handle everything. You never see any of that. You don't see the invoicing. You just know that you're getting paid your hours, your split. And what your company's making, that is the accountant's department. That's the accounts receivable. It's a company. And you're not a one-man band handling everything. In fact, you're not handling anything but your expert service.
Exactly. It was kind of confusing as to what he was doing. Is he just trying to assume that the jurors are really stupid and don't understand how businesses work, or that they've never been in a company where, you know, just because this is the expert that's coming doesn't mean he handles the payroll and the checks. And like, it just, he's high up in the company, but that's not what he does. I don't know if it landed with a jury or a lot of these arguments that Alessi has been making. Do you think they're landing with the jury? They feel very weak. I mean, granted, I have my own disposition now where I really believe that she did hit him. But it's, I don't know. I just feel like they're kind of, their training wheels are off and they're teetering a lot.
Yeah. Like I said, Alan Jackson is just, I mean, whether people find him condescending or not, he is very effective. He twists people into really saying what he's saying oftentimes. Look at what happened with Carrie Roberts, who was untouchable last trial. They didn't even cross-examine her. She was so untouchable. And he really, really did a pretty masterful job of kind of turning around what she was trying to say. This required Alan Jackson's expertise as a defense attorney, I think. And the fact that they've capitulated this, I don't understand what is going on here.
No, I'm not really quite understanding that either, because it's just one more on this. And I'm curious, because this may be a multi-pronged answer. Defense is about to go and bring their case in chief. The jury has heard now all of this. I'm wondering where you think they're going to go, what is going to actually be brought in front of that jury now, or if they're going to be changing course as to what, you know, maybe we were expecting them to do on the house, on the fight. And I don't know. What do you think they're going to be bringing here as their arguments to counter some of this already very damning evidence?
Well, you know, they got the chance to have a complete do-over. And the prosecutor's office, the Commonwealth, did a true makeover. Like, this trial doesn't seem anything like the first trial because of the way they've done the makeover. I don't think the prosecution's planning a makeover. They seem to be going with the same old, they drug him down to the basement for no reason. These fellow officers who, by the way, haven't been fired. They weren't, put on leave. They weren't but they murdered a guy and threw him in the front yard.
Yeah. And it was investigated by the FBI too. And that didn't happen, but yeah.
Yeah. They seem to be sticking with that. You know, they're looking for just one juror. And I tell you, the biggest worry I have is that stealth juror, just the one that went on there. That's a true FKR, that there's no way you could say anything. They were predisposed. I'm so concerned that there's somebody like that on there. Remember last time, one of the jurors at the end that ended up being on the defense team showed up in pink for deliberations in a pink dress. I mean, I remember pointing that out, and they're like, Jennifer, maybe she just likes pink. No, she's FKR. This is not, you know, and that's what I worry about most, because the evidence is overwhelming and I don't think the defense has an answer.
Yeah. Yeah. She was FKR or completely not paying any attention to anything that was going on around her. If she thought pink was an appropriate color to wear at that moment in time. Yeah, I don't know, because they don't have any science. They don't have anything to go on with a timeline. I mean, how are they going to explain him going into the house? I mean, are they going to go with his phone just fell? But it was underneath him over there. And then somebody found it and picked it up later. I don't know how they're going to argue any of this.
They always go against the facts. In other words, they're going to continue with the, well, remember they said that he went, you know, however many steps, and they just, to me, try to volley and confuse the jury as to what they've actually heard. So instead of going against the evidence, they sort of make up evidence and say, see, this is the real facts. And it's what we see on social media too.
Yeah, that's true.
It's unbelievable. I mean, you know, I have a GIF now that I just constantly put up where, you know, it's a girl just banging her head against a brick wall because there's nothing you can say anymore when they are still saying the 227 search occurred at 227. You know, when you say that, you know, that's just complete ignorance. But they keep pushing that, you know, that fact that isn't a fact.
I don't know how you say that these experts aren't experts in their fields. I mean, or are they in on the conspiracy? Like, yeah, of course these people were paid to do their job. But expert witnesses do sometimes come back with information that's not favorable to the person who paid them. It does happen. So I don't know. I don't get the thinking. I think it's beyond understanding. I think it's a very cult-like thinking, but that's more for a psychologist. And I think I just broke that down with Siobhan not that long ago. But there's so much to this damn case. Yeah, well, it will certainly be fascinating. One more, the ring camera. We haven't heard anything about that in a little while. I thought that might be something they were going to bring up because of the deleted videos that Karen seemed to have access to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, they did a good job, I thought, in the first trial, at least putting that nugget out there a little bit stronger. Paula O'Keefe was the witness on that and, you know, her going up. And then, of course, they show the footage with it gone. It was easier to make those steps. But again, they didn't have an expert.
Yeah.
I think so many of us were hoping for the ring expert. And with them not doing that, I think that Brennan feels like perhaps they just weren't able to put to line it all up, you know, like he's done with everything else, because he seems to be a person that really wants the yellow brick road to be complete. He does not want a couple of bricks missing. And I think that's the problem with the ring camera, because they can show she went upstairs and had access. But again, anybody has access on their phone.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You didn't have to go anywhere. She could just do it on the phone, which apparently, allegedly, she had access to. Yeah, I wonder if they ran out of money. Like, maybe the bill was pretty high, you know, over there for their guys. And like, well, it's one or the other. You pick it. I don't know. It will be fascinating, though, to see what we have coming up next in the trial of Karen Reed. Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, thank you, as always, for your expert insight over here.
Thank you, Tony.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.